Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
3-2 for the win. Fastball, got him! Strike three! 13 punch-outs for the Orioles pitching staff. And if ever there was a game they had to have this year, this was the one, and they had it.
That was huge. I think the big thing is just bouncing back after last night. Being able to split the series is huge, and, hopefully carry some momentum up to New York and hopefully get to bed before 4 a.m. tonight.
That's Colton Cowles in the post-game walk-off. What a series he had. 3 home runs. You know, all of Cowles' RBI this year have been off of home runs?
Yeah.
Every one of them. Going into Tuesday's game, he never hit a home run on an 0-2 pitch. Coming out of Thursday's game, he's hit 2 home runs on an 0-2 pitch.
The milkman. I've got nipples. Can you milk me, Colton?
Oh, my God.
By the way, he... Again, we can go back to it. Man, those injuries really weren't a problem, were they?
God. Nothing, Jeremy.
Now, you didn't miss the guy that almost won Rookie of the Year last year, should have won it? Nah, he didn't miss
the guy. Did you realize you have a Gold Glove and All-Star third baseman? 2 different guys. And they were both out at one point. Urias is a Gold Glover at third base. Westberg is an All-Star at third base. You miss both of those guys along with Cowser, along with... I mean, come on, man. But you know what? Doesn't mean anything.
I'm going to keep asking these questions, though. Anybody else want to bring up Stowers now? Where are you guys at? Where you at? Thank you.
He's not hitting bad. He's just not hitting for power.
His batting average has dropped like 50 points, man. It's like...
Oh, yeah. Well, when it's 340, it's going to drop.
Well, he's hitting... Well, look at what he's hitting now. I mean, and I'm not... It's not me trying to knock this guy, but people were making it out to seem like they just traded Mike Trout away because he had 10 homers to start the season. I'm going to check and see how many homers he has right now.
10? I'll
Rob, don't ruin the bit, please. Oh, my God. He's got 10 homers. He's hitting 272. He's having a nice year. But again, people made it out to be, oh my God, you traded away the future. They didn't.
I swear to you, I checked on him at the end of last week, and it was dead. That's why I was like, he's hitting pretty good. He was 290 this time last week.
Well, no,
that's why.
It had dropped last week because when I was in Ireland, it had already dropped. He's been hitting better as of late, but he had like a bunch of offers here. Yeah. And again, like this is something where people jump on board, and it's the easy narrative to run with, and everybody loves to run with it. It's a great headline that people can jump, go, yeah, see, he's got 10 homers. They shouldn't have traded him. And then it's, here we are, and it's like, where are you guys at? Why are we still talking about this? Because it doesn't fit your damn narrative.
I love when you get upset.
It's just like...
Meanwhile, Gunnar Henderson has a 13-game hitting streak. He had a hit and a walk last night. What, and I said it to you guys before, I think Gunnar is being impacted by the core injury that he had, and it's probably affected his lift. But what we're seeing right now from Gunnar Henderson is, home run or not, kid can hit, Ed.
Absolutely.
He can just flat out hit.
Absolutely. And now his average keeps climbing. So, you know, he's batting 282, his on-base percentage is near 350 now. I mean, this is him. So I feel much, much better about him. He had no spring training. He started the season late. You know, this is, I think he's just hitting his groove.
Is it better to have a, like, the whole, you know how people do the move for him, and there were other ones too in sports where people would make that sound, mm-hmm. and it's not booing.
Talk about Kowser?
Yeah. Like, do you think it makes it easier for a player to go on the road and go, hey, everyone's mooing, even when they're booing?
Well, it's funny. I thought he was being booed. I'm like, oh, no, it's Kowser. Because, you know.
Well, there's a mixture, by the way. Yeah. He's on the road.
But I was like, but it sounded like they were, you know, doing the moo. Yeah. So.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah. Hey, if I'm a Tampa, I would hate the Orioles and the Yankees.
Why is that?
Because when those two teams play in Tampa, it's more their fans than it is Rays fans. And some of the Rays fans told me it used to be the Red Sox and the Yankees. He said now the Orioles fans take over their stadium. And I witnessed it myself. I mean, like when you stand up from the dugout and look behind you, that entire section is orange and black, the entire section. And like when the Orioles win and we do those walk-off interviews like we do on the road, Oriole fans don't leave. They stay for the walk-off interview and they're sitting there and they're cheering. They took over the Trop and they've taken over in Tampa as well at the Steinbrenner Field. It's amazing to see that.
Yeah.
I don't think and like some of the fans of the race, and they don't think it's all traveling either. A lot of it is, because I saw a lot of Oriole fans that, you know, told me they came from Baltimore. But the Orioles, because they've been, we forget how long they've been in Sarasota.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
And they've developed a lot of fans, and you know this, Ed, because you live down there, who are from there, who've become Oriole fans.
It's absolutely true. I mean, you see a lot of O's gear down there. Just because, you know, spring training's there. I mean, for the obvious reason, so I'm not surprised.
And they do a lot for that city as well.
Absolutely. No, they do a lot. Actually, they have all kinds of fairs at the stadium and things like that.
Concerts.
Yeah,
So, I mean, the guys are turning around, Jeremy. I mean, I know it's tongue-in-cheek, but it's real. I mean, you know, these guys who they've missed so long are starting to hit the baseball, are starting to impact this team. They only had 6 hits last night, but they had 6 walks as well.
Yeah.
That matters.
Well, tonight's one of these. I was talking about the game a little bit yesterday. I was breaking this thing down, looking at Sagano, who's been great. Phenomenal hitting conditions in New York tonight. And then you get Max Fried, who's got his sub-2 ERA. He's due for some negative regression, but I don't know if you bought into what the Orioles did against the two lefties that the Angels threw out, but we know what's been going on this year. They haven't hit lefties, and right now Max Fried's looked like one of the nastiest ones in the league. He is going to come back to the pack. I don't think... And by the way, coming back to the pack for him is probably having an ERA in the 3s. I'm just saying, I don't think this is who he is, but he's been great so far.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Mm-hmm.
When it all comes down to it, I'm going to give you his career numbers. His career numbers, he's a 250 hitter, 320. Oh, he's 250, Jeremy.
Who?
250.
250.
There you go.
I wasn't thinking.
You weren't paying attention, clearly. 320 on base
percentage and almost a 760 OPS. So if he continues those numbers, those are solid numbers for everyday player, right?
Mm-hmm.
How are they going to get Ramon Laureano out of the lineup when Tyler O'Neill comes back?
As I said, I think Sed might be sitting a little bit more against lefties, man, or Kowser, where they rotate those guys when lefties are so you have somebody to play center. Like I looked the other day when the Orioles benched all their lefties except for Gunner and Sed, right? It was all right-handers. I looked at that lineup and went, ugh, against the Angels on Sunday, right? And then they scored double-digit runs that day and impress everyone. Mm-hmm. Even though Kikuchi struck out double digits. They still were able to score a ton of runs. It was a really weird one. But this is a team that I guess when you're facing lefties and O'Neill comes back, you want him in the lineup. You can't bench Laureano. I think it's something where one of those guys has to sit or I don't know that you're going to DH one of those guys against a lefty.
Can I say this? I want to say this and I just want to leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
I know he runs and goes get him better than anybody else in baseball. But I said it to you, I think maybe off air. When a ball is hit on the ground, Cedric Mullins is a liability.
No, you said that on the air yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday.
He is a liability. Yeah. And
Laureano's got a rocket for an arm.
And so does O'Neill, and so does Kowser. I think, in my opinion, for like just everyday baseball, that's your better outfield. I think for going and get it out of the air, Cedric Mullins is one of the best in the business. But how many times do you have to go get it versus how many times you had to come and play it? For coming to play it, those three guys you don't just take your liberties against either one of those three guys. If Cedric Mullins is out there, if anybody's on first and the ball is hit to his left side, they're going to third. They're not even looking. They're going to third. And if it's a halfway decent runner and it's hit to his right, which is towards left field, they're still going to third. You take extra bases against him without any consequences. Those other guys, they're consequences.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.